Hey, this is Dan Ospel again from the Discovery Channel Pro Cycling Team at the finish line of today's third stage of the Tour de France and Tours. Well, again, as expected, the stage today finished in a mass field sprint with Tom Boonen winning his second day in a row, actually rather convincingly. But if you did notice there was some headbutting going on at the end there between two Australians, Stuart O'Grady and Robbie McEwen, and it just really goes to show you that these sprinters are just a different breed of cyclist/athlete. They're extremely... They take all the chances in the world. They know these are their days to perform. This is their stage. As soon as the mountains come, these guys are going to be losing, 30, 40 minutes a day, potentially, and finish a couple hours back, if they even finish at all. So these are their days, tooth and nail, and you saw that you don't want to get in the way of a sprinter. If you're not a sprinter, you want to back away and let these guys battle, and that's exactly what we did today. That was the goal going in, was really just to let these guys get their day, get within the 3-kilometer mark of the final, where if a crash happens, we get the same time as the winners, and that's exactly what happened today with Lance finishing in the 80s and surrounded by his teammates. It's really just one more day down, and that's really all we looked at this day to be, one day closer to the team time trial. Well, tomorrow is actually a huge day for us. We've actually won, our team has won the team time trial the last 2 years. It's a real special event. It's a real historical event, an event that Lance actually cherishes. He had finished second and third a handful of times on his former teams and never won a team time trial until 2 years ago, when our first victory in that event put one of our riders into the yellow jersey, Victor Hugo Pena. And then winning last year's team time trial in the rain put Lance in yellow. So tomorrow kind of follows suit again, that if indeed the team rides to its potential and can pull out a victory, it's very strong that Lance will be in yellow. But tomorrow really showcases all the technology that this team has worked upon all year. I mean, we spent a ton of time in the wind tunnel perfecting the bike, perfecting the aerodynamic position of all the riders. The helmet is specially designed. It changes every year. The clothing, the Swift suit the guys will wear tomorrow, was, again, specifically altered each year to have the least amount of wind resistance. So tomorrow is really a big showcase for all the technology that we've been working on for years and years. And it's paid off the last 2 years with a big victory, and I'd like to think that we are a favorite tomorrow going in, but of course you need to perform and ride to your ability. The only difference tomorrow from the past 2 years is that the team will not start last. We are not leading the team GC. That indeed is Dave Zabriskie's CSC team. So we're second overall in Team GC, which means we start second to last. The team in last place, the Spanish riders, the Euskaltel team, will start first. We, in fact, start 20th at 3:55 local time, and then 5 minutes later, CSC starts. So CSC has the benefit of knowing our time splits ahead and figuring if they need to go up, slow down, speed up. Of course, not to slow down, but knowing our time splits is very advantageous, and that's what we've worked upon the past couple of years, knowing what the rivals are doing ahead of us and what we need to do during the stage. So we're at a slight disadvantage, but I'm sure right now Johan is crafting up the nine-rider list of who goes where and who will take the strongest pulls. You've got riders like King Cappy, you've got Lance, you've got others that are really, really specialists at this event. And they're going to be just anxious and ready to go and just really looking forward to a great day. And if all things go well, there could be a change in the race lead tomorrow. The team is really looking forward to tomorrow's stage, and I'll be there at the start line to report all the action. So for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com and happy 4th.